Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really happy to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Friday. Rob, if you can you get maybe the best, I don't know, 4 or 5 minutes from Matt Evans? I want people to hear what he had to say about the stadium. I'll give you guys some of my thoughts on the stadiums. We'll play what Matt Evans had to say about the stadium. We'll talk a little Aaron Rodgers. We'll just kind of make this a smorgasbord. We only got 30 minutes left in this show. So maybe to explain what we've been talking about, if you were just now tuning in, is that the state of Missouri, they've come up with their stadium funding package. So I know a lot of you have asked this question. The money is earmarked for a brand new stadium for the Royals and a stadium renovation for the Chiefs. So this money cannot be used for the Chiefs just tearing down Arrowhead and then building a new Arrowhead. That's not what the money is for. The money is for either a new Royal Stadium at some place in the state of Missouri. So whether that's in downtown, whether that's in Clay County, hey, y'all still figure that out. But here's where some of the money is going to come from. And then a renovation of Arrowhead. There's kind of twofold here. I still believe, and maybe this flies in the face of what we just saw with the purchase of the land over on 119th and all, I think the Royals' number one goal is to be in downtown Kansas City, Missouri. I think that this bill obviously helps that tremendously. Now, they still got other hurdles. This only pays for some of the stadium the new stadium. Doesn't pay for all of it. It just pays for some. And I don't believe that the Royals want to put this back on the ballot and fail again. So they're going to have to figure out another way. Some's going to be some private money. Some's going to be some money that gets earmarked for the city that they kind of move some things around. If the city really wants to make this work, I think they will try to make it work to keep the Royals in Kansas City, Missouri. Now, the Chiefs are a very different deal. I think the Chiefs have choices. And I think they are now faced with maybe the biggest fork in the road, certainly in my lifetime, from where the stadium is going to be. There are two paths, and I don't think that both paths are bad. I know that I live in Kansas City, Missouri, born and bred Missourian, but I told you guys, like, them moving to Kansas is not the worst thing in the world. That's not what I want, but I mean, if they move the stadium where now it's a 15-minute drive in one direction and they just put it in a 20-minute drive in the other direction, again, it's not the worst thing that can happen. I haven't been to a Chiefs game since COVID. So it's not going to change me watching the game on television. I'll be fine. So they are now faced with two decisions. One decision is, do they want to be the Packers? The Chiefs currently have the second oldest stadium in the National Football League. Everybody else has either built their stadium or is in the process of building another stadium. The Titans are building a new stadium. The Bills are building a new stadium. The Browns just announced a new stadium. The Chicago Bears are trying to figure out where their stadium is going to be. And a lot of those teams are doing basically what the Chiefs are thinking about doing. They're taking a stadium that is in the city and they plan on moving to the suburbs. We've seen this in other sports, but that is quite literally what the Bears are doing. If you've been to Chicago, their football stadium is in downtown Chicago. They are planning on moving it to Arlington Park. They're planning on moving it out of the city. That's what the Browns are doing. This is not a new concept. That is one thing that the Chiefs can do. They can build, and there's no question, with the architecture minds that we have here in the 816-91, there's no question in my mind that they will build one of the most beautiful football stadiums that we have ever seen that will be built specifically to accommodate everything that they want to do. If you want a championship level boxing match, if you want the Final Four, if you want WrestleMania, if you want to host a Super Bowl, there is no question in my mind that they will be in line to do that, as they will have one of the most beautiful stadiums in the country. It will be what the Raiders have. It'll be what the Falcons have. It will be amazing what they will build. So that's number one. If that's the option that they choose, again, I'm not going to tell you that's a bad option, that the Chiefs get the brand new shiny one day host the Super Bowl and WrestleMania 60. It will not be the worst thing that could potentially happen. On the other side, the Chiefs have a chance of being the Packers. They have a chance of being the Cubs. They have a chance of being the Red Sox, an iconic, historic venue that people will come from around the world to see because of how old it is. If you've been to Lambeau, it's amazing. If you've been to Wrigley, it's amazing. Part of what makes it so amazing is how long it's been there. Allen Fieldhouse, when you go in there, you realize that you are walking in a very special building, that they've been playing basketball here for quite some time. That matters. That's really important. The question now is, do the Chiefs want to preserve that? That's really what we're debating now. The money, I think, is pretty comparable. Let's say that the Chiefs take the Kansas route. I mean, that's a pretty substantial amount of money, and they'll figure out the rest of it because Kansas can pay up to 70% of it. On the Missouri side, they've paid for a big part. Now, they would have to probably get a vote, but I think if the vote is very simple, hey, we're going to do a slight tax, and this tax is going to be earmarked for the purposes of helping renovate Arrowhead, I think that would pass in Jackson County. So I think at this part, the money is really, really comparable on both sides. Now the question is, and none of us have the answer to, I don't know. I think we'll find out at some point between now and the 4th of July. It's what do the Chiefs want to be? If they just want to be a team that tears down the old stadium and builds a new stadium, that's fine. That's in line with what a lot of current teams are doing in the National Football League. But, I mean, they are really the last of a dying breed. Some of the stadiums that you and I heard of when we were kids, and all those stadiums have gotten torn down for the most part. They tore down Yankee Stadium. They tore down Busch Stadium. They tore down Mile High Field and just built a new one. Like, a lot of teams, a lot of cities, a lot of organizations have come to this crossroad, and they have just made the decision to start over and start new. That is now the question that the Chiefs have in front of them about what they want to do. The Royals made that decision a long time ago. Our stadium is not Yankee Stadium. Our stadium is not these. We're just going to build a new one. We think that's in the best interest. So we all love the Truman Sports Complex. One of the teams is 100% leaving the Truman Sports Complex. And now I think we are 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks away from finding out if 2 teams are going to leave the Truman Sports Complex.
I think now, I've been Team Kansas for the whole thing here, the whole time. But I think now, to credit Missouri, for the first time since probably the vote in April of 24, I feel like it is a competitive offer on both sides of the state line, and it is now just a question of which side do you want? We can talk about both sides' deals, the better financial package, history over here, you know, you can build new locationally for the Royals, you have the land over it. For the first time since this conversation began, when John Sherman said to Annie Rogers in surprise, I think for the first time, it is truly two competitive offers, And it is just a matter of what the teams want. And we will find out. The Royals have always said they want downtown baseball. I think they can still get that. Let's see if they do. They bought the land on 119th and all. That's not downtown. But let's see if they take the better financial deal or the downtown baseball. The Chiefs are way more fascinating to me than the Royals because we kind of don't know what they want. Do they want new, shiny, dome, Final Four, WrestleMania, or, you know, type stadium? We know where they can get that. Or do they want to make Arrowhead, Wrigley Field, just out the Truman Sports Complex, and a mecca, a cathedral of football for Kansas City fans for years and years and years to come? They can do that by renovating the current Arrowhead Stadium. So it is truly for the first time since it went on the ballot, when it was just one county's offer, a legitimate 50-50 proposition on both sides of the state line. And I said this earlier, and we talked about it at the end of the 4 o'clock hour. I do think it's noteworthy that even if you are a hardline Missouri person and one of the teams goes across the state line, it does not feel like either team is leaving the metro area. Maybe you don't think Overland Park's the metro area. Whatever. It's closer than Salt Lake, and it's closer than Nashville, and it feels like the Royals at least had offers. And we know San Antonio was at least on social media posturing to get the Chiefs at one point, and both teams are at least going to stay Kansas City-based for the foreseeable future, which I take as a win, because we've seen like this before, Carrington, where teams are talking about moving. Ask the Rams fans how that goes. Ask Chargers fans how that goes. Ask Raiders, A's, and Golden State Warriors fans how that goes. Sometimes talking about leaving isn't the suburbs, it's Salt Lake.
Yeah, I also, as somebody who just went to the Rams old stadium earlier this week, I kind of see why the Rams were like, hey, you know what? This stadium ain't going to work no more. I saw it with a pretty clear view earlier this week of, I get it, especially when one option is SoFi Stadium and the other option is where they got you playing. You know what? It makes sense to me why the Rams eventually moved. Really quick, and I'll play this Matt Evans thing. I also think this. I think the Chiefs are weighing the best offer. Like, I think the Chiefs have always been, we want somebody else to pay for our stadium. We want somebody else to pay for our renovation. We're not that interested in putting up a lot of our own money to pay for this thing. So let's get all the information, let's get all the data, and then let's go from there. I think the Royals are looking for a reason to stay in downtown. I just everything about it. I don't think the Chiefs want to move to 119th and all. I think they are unafraid if they have to. Like, hey, you know, if we can't reach a deal, we've tried this thing, we tried it. That's our number one option, but we just didn't get accepted to that university. But I think it's pretty clear what college in this analogy that the Royals really want to go to. The Royals want to be downtown. That's the vision. I don't think when John Sherman bought the Royals, his vision was to move it across the street from Bamboo Penny. I don't think that was his vision. I think his vision was in downtown Kansas City. His vision might not come true, but I think it is obvious what the Royals want to do. I don't know if it's very obvious what the Chiefs want to do, and I think that's what makes this a very interesting topic. We had Matt Evans on the show earlier. He is with Channel 9. We asked him, which team is this better for? Is this better for the Chiefs or the Royals? Here's what he said.
That's a good question. You know, I think it's good for both of them, but maybe better for the Chiefs, because we heard from the teams that they still need local funding, and that this bill includes that too. Like, there still needs to be another vote. A lot of people aren't talking about that, but there still needs to be a vote, whether that's this November or next year. Another vote of the people is going to be required for both of these teams. And it's going to be a lot easier for the Chiefs to get a vote done in Jackson County than the Royals. We just know that. And we also learned a lot more about the Chiefs' plans at Arrowhead Stadium. We learned that they would spend $1.15 billion with a B to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. Also, the Chiefs lobbyist said, you know, the deal might not be as good in Missouri. The numbers might not be there, but no stadium is ever going to be like Arrowhead. He admitted that if they go to Kansas, it'll be a domed stadium. He admitted it'll never be the loudest stadium in the world again. It's clear that the Chiefs love Arrowhead, and they want to try and see if they can make that work. As far as the Royals are concerned, I think it's still a potential good deal for them if they're going to wind up downtown or in Clay County. That's the big question. And again, a public vote is going to be needed, and we saw what happened with the last public vote, which had the Chiefs attached to it too, but a lot of people were really caught up in the Royals' plans of all of that. And then they've polled it out in Clay County as well, and there's been different polls done, and some of those aren't as good as others. So, I mean, I think if the Chiefs are looking at this, They love Arrowhead. This gives them a very clear, easier path to stay there than it was before.
So let's start with the Royals. Do you see a scenario in which the Royals can get a new stadium in Missouri without this having to go to a vote? Because I think you and I agree, and maybe you disagree, where if the Chiefs and Clark Hunt put a really good renovation plan on the ballot for Jackson County in November, I believe that would pass. I'm not really sure if Jackson County is going to vote to give the Royals any money for this thing, so they're going to have to push this through without a public vote. Do you see a scenario in which the Royals get a new stadium in downtown or Washington Square Park without this having to go to a vote?
Potentially. I mean, you could potentially find a way in the county, in the city coffers to put up some money. So the way this Missouri bill works, right, it says that there still needs to be significant local funding. Now, it doesn't spell out exactly what that means. So if that's a sales tax, if that's bonds, what I don't know. It could be potentially there could be a path there. The Royals lobbyist was not as clear about that. The Chiefs lobbyist was very clear. We're still going to ask Jackson County taxpayers for a vote. And whether that's a full 3/8 cents or maybe they knock it down a little bit, I don't know. But the Chiefs lobbyist is very clear. We're still going to need a public vote and we're going to stay. The Royals lobbyist was not as clear because they still haven't chosen exactly where they want to go. But I do agree. I think if the Royals have another vote in Jackson County, it's going to be tough to pass. I think the Chiefs vote could probably get done. A Royals vote in Clay County isn't exactly a slam dunk either. So, you know, we'll have to see exactly where they choose. And exactly what the county and the city can offer. And if there's a way to get this done without a public vote, they're going to take it.
I do want to go back to maybe more specifics about the two teams, but it feels to me like we are wrapping this thing up. Like if this is a baseball game, we are heading into the eighth inning of all of this. Is that how you kind of see it? We have the deadline coming up in 24 days on the Kansas side. There's been a bill passed in Missouri. There's been this information on Kansas that's been out there for a year. So this doesn't feel like this conversation is going to drag into training camp, for example. It feels like we're about to wrap this thing up.
I think so. And Kansas has made it very clear that they are not going to extend that Star Bonds proposal. So they've had it out there for a year. They've said the teams have had plenty of time to negotiate and talk it over. They're not interested in extending it. So I do think in hearing from both team representatives, they have both said that they will make a decision in the month of June between the Missouri and Kansas plans right now. Now, there's also a chance they choose neither and explore other options. I mean, but it's tough. I do think we are nearing the end of it. And I think there is an awful lot of fatigue out there about exactly what the deal is, where they're going to go. And I think probably most of your listeners would agree, just choose somewhere. All right. You know, we've been talking about this ad nauseum for years now, you know, and I think a lot of people are kind of getting to that point. It's like, okay, let's choose. And I think that time is sooner rather than later.
That was Matt Evans. It was really, really good today. I would highly encourage you to check it out on 96.5 The Fan, the Odyssey app, the website, all of that stuff. Really good stuff. Just wanted to play a little bit of a chunk for you guys. I will say this. I believe we are nearing the end of this. I believe if you are buying the Kansas, we are not moving our deadline. We are not moving our deadline. Then this is going to be wrapped up by the 4th of July. Now, I'm sure we will continue talking about it after the 4th of July, but I mean, I believe we are nearing the end of this conversation. It has taken up a lot of my life. I imagine it's taken up a lot of your time, and I'm ready to move on too. I'm ready to move on as well. I don't believe that we have too much more of this to get to. Rob, before we sign off for the day, game one yesterday between the Pacers and the Thunder. Tyrese Halliburton is special. I remember J.C. Pearson told me this. He says, some people just have that dog, and it's something that you just can't teach. Like, you cannot put it in somebody. They have to be born with it. They have to have it. And as I watch Tyrese Halliburton hit that shot, and I've seen him make that shot at every stage of this NBA playoffs, that quote came back to me. He has it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We watch a lot of sports. There's some quarterbacks that don't want anything to do with in-game situations. There are some players that call themselves superstars in the NBA that do not want the ball with 20 seconds left on the shot clock and the game is on the line. Aaron Judge is an amazing player. Aaron Judge is really bad in the postseason. Then there are those special group of guys that just seem to elevate their play and seem to get better in the postseason. Tyrese Halliburton was okay yesterday. Wasn't great. This wasn't a 30, 11 rebounds and 9 assists a day. He just made enough plays at the end, and if you keep the game close, he will find a way to end you, and that is exactly what he did yesterday. I would argue that that is the biggest upset in the NBA Finals in an individual game since the Pistons beat the Lakers. Back with that, 04? Just no one was picking the Pacers yesterday. They were 9.5-point dogs. I saw something that if you were a 7-point favorite or higher in game one, you were like 19-1 in your last 20. They had a 13-point lead entering the fourth quarter. They had an 8-point lead with 3 minutes to go. They lost in regulation at home, and they were the more rested team, and they are the better team out of them. The Pacers have just had they have had an incredible last 6 weeks, and at every turn, people have told the Pacers, you can't win this series. They were the underdogs in the series against the Knicks. They just continue to prove people wrong. I still think the Thunder win this series, but you got to tip your cap to Tyrese Halliburton, who was phenomenal yesterday in game one. All right, we are off. We are handing things over to Josh Vernier. Vernier is going to get you ready for Royals and White Sox. Jack Caglione's fourth major league game. In fact, Rob and I will be at Jack Caglione's first Royals game, his Royals debut. We will be outside Gate D on Tuesday. So be sure to put that in your calendar if you plan on coming out to Kauffman Stadium. I'm out of here. Rob is out of here. Really appreciate you guys listening. Before we're out of here, you know what? I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.